And then he got older. And then there were all these pressures and expectations and demands and limitations. You got bombarded with reasons why you would never be able to live those dreams. People started telling you, you're not smart enough. You're not strong enough. Not pretty enough. Not good enough. It's like your ambitions somehow got hijacked by the grown-up world.
So, what if there was a secret that would let you live your dreams? What if you could get back to that time in your life when there were no limits to what you could be? And what if you discovered you have the power to make all your dreams come true? To go anywhere, to do anything, to be everything you choose? Would you listen? Well, do you want to know a secret? You're gonna do it, oh, all right. You're gonna make it, oh, tonight. And even though they said you'd never ever make it, they were wrong. You're gonna do it.
Chapter 1, The Secret Revealed.
A.K.A. What's the Big Secret?
Okay, so you've been kept in the dark for way too long. It's time to learn the truth, the actual factuals, so to speak. And the truth is, this big secret you've been hearing about, well, it really does unleash the power to let you be all you can be and achieve all you want to achieve. Miracles of health, wealth, success, relationships, happiness, freedom, love? All these things are available to you once you know the secret. So what exactly is the secret? According to science, there are certain laws that govern the universe. There's the law of gravity. Whatever goes up must come down. And there's Einstein's law of relativity. Everything in the universe is made of energy. And then there's string theory. Everything in the universe vibrates. Everything has its own vibe. But the most powerful law in the entire universe is the law of attraction.
The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that happens in your life all comes down to attraction. You attract all the stuff that happens to you, every last little thing, no matter whether it's totally awesome or totally awful. It's all about you, and you do it with the power of your thoughts. Whatever you think about, that's what's going to go down. That's what happens. See, your thoughts are like this universal power source, a force of nature. What you think about, you bring about. You're creating your life according to what's going on in your mind right at this moment. That might sound like Jedi mind tricks, but it's totally real. All the major religions all over the world are on board with this, including Hinduism, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, and Islam. And many civilizations and cultures over the past 5,000 years have also tapped into the power of thought through this great universal law.
But enough of the history lesson. For now, you just need to know this one thing. The law of attraction says like attracts like. That's the bottom line. The heart and the soul of this universal law. It's just like that saying, birds of a feather flock together. In other words, a flock of birds is just like a group of friends. They're drawn together because of all the stuff they have in common. They're tight because they're alike, and they like all the same things. Like attracts like. That's the law of attraction in action. But of course, it's not necessarily about looking exactly alike or being exactly the same. Your friends are not all clones. You don't look alike, but you almost certainly think alike. And you like one another because of this. Like attracts like. That's the law of attraction. And according to the law of attraction, it's your thoughts that hold the power, that do all the attracting. For example, have you ever had a thought about a song, then before you know it, you're thinking about that song all day long until the song is totally stuck in your head? And eventually, you'll be hearing that song being played everywhere you go because now you're fully obsessing. Now you're attracting the song. In the mall, at school, on TV, wherever you are, your thoughts are attracting that song. Amazing, huh? It's like your thoughts become things. In other words, the life you're living is all due to the thoughts you're thinking.
As real estate tycoon Donald Trump said, if you're going to be thinking anyway, you may as well think big.
Successful people like Trump seem to know this instinctively, while those who struggle don't have a clue